Soul Sister Radio.
Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free.
Radio. Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to 4 International Soul Sister Radio. I am your producer, Maria DiGiovanni, welcoming you to the Soul Sister Experience. First, a special thank you to our station sponsor, ImageMakeoverProgram.com, who make it possible to record live and broadcast worldwide. We invite you to get ready to enjoy the show. Take it away, my soul sister.
Well, good morning and welcome to Heart for Worship. This is your host, Becky Phillips, and I just want to thank you so much for tuning in this morning to listen and take part in fellowship with Father. And, you know, it's a kind of a rainy, cloudy, overcast day here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And it's been warm the last few weeks, so the cool off is kind of nice. We should have a pretty good show this morning for you, some good music. I've picked some new songs. I'm really focusing on some songs from Matthew West today. I really appreciate his music and his heart, and I think you'll be blessed by by the songs that I've picked. And then the last song that I picked today is by a band called Jesus Culture. I love Jesus Culture. They are very, very much anointed by God. And Kim Walker can just take you into a place of worship with the Father that just really can clear you out and cleanse you and just let you just open up for the Father. So that'll be a little bit longer. That's a pretty long song. It's about just about 9 minutes. So I just want to say thank you to our sponsors. As I'm listening to the opening of the show, I think what's really getting to me today, it's been a really hard week for me this week. I know that in my journey and my time with the Lord right now, He's taking me through learning what true submission is. And in that, it's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to learn. So sometimes you need to be careful what you pray for. Really be ready to understand the depth and the level that God will take you to when you really want to grow closer in that walk to Him. I'm thankful for it. I love and praise Him for it. But boy, ouch, is all I can say. You know, being a Christian is an adventure, but sometimes it's just a little bit harder than you think it's going to be, and it's all for His glory. This week, I'm learning how to let go. I've asked the Lord to, what He really showed me this morning in the Word is I'd asked Him to remove all the idols in my life and that I would place Him first. And in my infinite, finite, I should say mine, I thought I knew what those idols were, but I had no idea and I couldn't even fathom the things that He would reveal to me and what I was placing as idols in my life. And having to sacrifice those and give those up, you know, even to the point that they're your own children, that's tough. That's tough. So just know God is great. He's merciful. He's loving. But He is a jealous God, and He will have no one set before Him. And if you are walking and growing in Him, you better be prepared to just lay it on the line and trust Him and know that He works all things together for good that love Him. So with that, I just pray that you have a great, great time with Him this morning. And I'll just open this up in a quick prayer, and we'll go into worship. Father, I just thank you so much for the listeners today. I thank you for those that have tuned into the archives and those that are around the globe that are listening, Lord. For whatever reason you're calling them to this particular time, this particular station, in this particular season where they found us, Lord. And I just pray that when they tune in, Lord, that they would feel your presence, that they would hear your voice, they would gain clarity and peace and a deeper understanding of the love that you have for your children. We thank you and we lift this time up to you and ask that your Holy Spirit would come and just saturate us in your presence and that we would just be refreshed and renewed. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's worship.
My name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is the one true king. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been.
Show me how. He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. A hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for.
His presence, His love is so thick and tangible in this room tonight. And there are some of you here that have not encountered the love of God. And tonight, God wants to encounter you and wants you to feel His love, His amazing love. Without it, these are just songs, these are just words, these are just instruments. Without the love of God, it's just like we're just up here just making noise. But the love of God changes us, and we're never the same. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. And right now, if you haven't encountered the love of God, and you would know, because you wouldn't be the same. You would never be the same again. And if you want to encounter the love of God right now, you better just brace yourself, because He's about to just blow in this place. And we're going to encounter the love of God right now. So God, I speak to all the hearts, and I ask God that every heart be open right now. Every heart be open. Every spirit be open up to You, God.
Father, You are so worthy, and You are so great and mighty, and You love us so much that You do not want us to stay the same, that You call us to a higher level and a higher purpose, and You call us to just fall in love with You and lay our lives in Your hands, Lord, that You know the purposes and the plans that You have for us, plans to give us a hope and a future and not to harm us or do us evil. We thank You for that, Lord, and we thank You for Your unconditional love. We thank You that even though the hardest thing to do is forgive, You call us to forgive those that have sinned against us, because You did it all for us with Your Son. He died on the cross for us, and He bore all the sin of the world so that we could be and in relationship with You, Father. And even though we may not be strong enough, You remind us who we are. You remind us that we are part of You, and that how much You love us, that we could not even fathom the love that You have for us. So we thank You, we praise You, we ask that You fill us this week. We ask You that You just give us Your peace, Your wisdom, Your knowledge, and Your love as we go about and have dealings with others, because You just never know. We may be the only Christ, the only Jesus that other people see, and we are to be Your arms and feet. And we thank You for that, and we take that with much responsibility, Lord, and we do it because we love You, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed your time with the Father this morning. I just ask that you stay tuned for Church Reboot. I think you're going to be truly blessed as you tune in with Maria. And you can find us on Facebook. You can log in to blogtalkradio.com and get yourself a free account. Be sure to find us on Facebook and keep up to date with what we're up to and what we're doing. And tell all your friends about us. We're here for you. That's why we get up every Sunday morning, so that we can make sure that we are able to bring Jesus to you wherever you're at. God bless and have a great day.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Whoever believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works. This wasn't lip service. Jesus was talking to you. Every Soul Sister Friday at 10 a.m., learn how to claim your God-given dominion to follow the Master's example and restore health, demonstrate supply, harmonize relationships, and have victory over sin. With Healing Through Prayer with Corrine Walson, spiritual solutions to life's challenges.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Church Reboot with our International Community Relations Ambassadors with 4 International. And today we have a couple of special guests with us. And Becky, thank you so much. Your show was amazing. And I know as you are walking through some of the hardest steps, I recognize them, and I've got your hand, and I'm not going to let go. And trust me when I tell you that it is for God's glory. And yes, when we realize that our biggest idols are those things that God gave us, it's kind of confusing, but I completely understand. And so thank you so much for doing such an amazing show. Today's show is going to go into a very Holy Spirit kind of weekend. And today we have Corrine Walson with Healing Through Prayer on Fridays at 10 o'clock a.m. And we also have Kate Murphy, who does Elevate with Kate on Thursdays at 4:30. And I just want to thank you ladies for coming. I would like, Becky, if you are still there, if you could open us up in prayer on this show. I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank our 4 guardians, B&B Building and Remodeling. Robert, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things that we do and continue to do. So we thank you, and we hope that your business is blessed beyond. I want to thank all of our hosts that come every week diligently prepared and ready to speak whatever it is that God puts on their heart. And it is just an honor and a blessing. And so, Becky, if you could just open us up in prayer, because today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and how things that come against us are pretty, pretty intense things. And I've asked for some specific scripture, but we're really also going to go into a lot of what you talked about in your songs, and that was forgiveness and moving forward. So if you can open us up in prayer, that would be great.
Father, we just come before you this morning with open hearts and open minds, and we just ask that you would just send your Holy Spirit to just infiltrate our thoughts and our perceptions and our beliefs, Lord, and that it would just shake us and rattle us and change us to a higher level of learning with you and growing. We are your vessels, Father, used for your glory, and we all just come before you to figure it out, walking in this journey to be better ambassadors and witnesses for you, Father God. We thank you for all the blessings in our life. We thank you for all the challenges in our life. We thank you for everything that you bring, Lord, that is to just take us from glory to glory to glory, because we know that in the end, we spend eternity with you. And I just pray right now, Lord, for those that are listening, for those that maybe have wounded hearts that come before you with hurts and burdens and cares, Lord, that they would just for this time leave it at your feet. And just lay it down, Father, and pick up your yoke, because your yoke is light. We trust you. We give you this hour. We give you our hearts. And we just thank you for this time together in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. We have had an incredible weekend this weekend. And both Kate and Corrine and I got to go and spend time at the Joyce Meyer Ministry conference. So, Kate, first, let's start with you and say good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing very well this morning. So blessed to be here.
Good. I'm so happy that you're here. And thank you so much for going with me on Friday night and then Thursday night. And then, Corrine, thank you so much. The room was beautiful. And my time with you was amazing on Friday and Saturday. Are you there with me?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. And again, I am so blessed to have these incredible women with us today on the show. I don't know if I've really talked about the pain that continues to go through or try to stay in my mind on the right side of my body. It was in my jaw to the point where I couldn't speak at one point, and then I eliminated some things, and then I got to a place where I love sleeping on my right shoulder, and something happened to my right shoulder, and this past weekend, last weekend, was so bad that we ended up doing a rerun show because this pain was so bad. And Kareen, I want you to share a little bit about your show and what you talk about on Thursdays, on Friday mornings at 10 o'clock on Healing Through Prayer. And but before you do, I want to share a little bit that, 12, 13, 14 years ago, Kareen, that we met now? 13 years ago. Okay. Kareen walked into the door, and there was something about her, and I knew that whatever her belief system was at the time and is now, that it was true, that I didn't have to believe. And so I want you to share a little bit before I go into the miracle that happened.
Okay. I was in a really dark place, as you know, about 13 years ago. And I think it was more like a relationship addiction, just feeling completely alone and in pain and not having any answers. And I wasn't really involved with my church at the time. But God always plants these seeds in our lives. And somehow I heard about the Counseling Center WIN, and it was just the Holy Spirit that was urging me to go, and I took a chance and I went down, and Maria was the first person that I encountered at the door. She's been my angel ever since. And just over the years, I have just come back to God, and I returned to my own faith, and I've just been growing. I asked Maria over at Joyce Myers, how much have we changed since we've known each other? And she and I both are really, our hearts are the same, but we are truly different people based on what we have learned. But my passion now and the reason for Healing Through Prayer is that we're all kind of asleep and under this illusion that we are our bodies and we live in a concrete material world that works against us, and that our help is to be found outside of ourselves. Those are the lies that we've taken in only because, and not no blame there. I mean, that's what the world teaches from the moment that we can, understand and learn. But your answer lies within. We are not in a physical, material, concrete world. What we see is actually different levels of energy. And when you pray from the standpoint of the allness of God and the perfection of God, and that we are born in His image and likeness, therefore we are also spiritual, healings happen. Your body and your thoughts are one and the same. So a change in your thought changes your body. And I believe Maria has something more to say about that today.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we went to the Joyce Meyer Conference. And Kate, I would like for you to share your experience of the Joyce Meyer Conference. It got a lot better. I shared with Kareen a little bit about our experience on Thursday and how we will do it better in our conferences. But I want you to share about the intensity of the Holy Spirit and what Joyce was talking about on Thursday.
Well, it's funny. You can all go to the same thing and hear different things. But I just heard her being real about life and about the Holy Spirit. And I love how she just says the way it is. And she doesn't pull any punches. You reach an age and a maturity in the Lord where you just say things the way they are. And that's what I love about Joyce. And she was talking about the Holy Spirit, and it's, people don't want to deal with things that have to do with the Holy Spirit, but that's where our source of strength and power lies, is in the Holy Spirit. And some people think, just reading the Bible is going to make it, or just praying. But I can tell you personally, I was married to someone for 17 years who had the Bible memorized but didn't have the Holy Spirit, didn't want the Holy Spirit. It was a dead and dry and just terrifying existence. But when you allow the Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do in your life, it is absolutely amazing. And that's the thing that I got most out of it, is just to, we have the freedom in Christ to be who we really are, and the Holy Spirit comes in and makes us the best us that we can be. So He takes us the way we are, but He doesn't leave us there, thank God. But that's just, it's how it was for me. I just love her realness and her authenticity. I think those are, we're always pretending, trying to keep that facade up. We're so spiritual and so, our lives are just so wonderful and perfect. And I try never to keep that facade up. I try to be real about who I am and my struggles because it always encourages somebody else.
Amen. Well, like I said, I was going through a lot this past week, just like Becky and everybody else on our team. I really stop and I try and get everybody to really, really get to know each of you ladies, get to know each other and really understand your gifts and talents and what you have to bring to this team. It's just incredible when you start to see how God has woven it together. And I am blessed because my view is just very humbling. Trust me when I tell you. And as I was driving yesterday, because Karina and I left at the same time, and she wasn't really aware of how much pain because I didn't want to really tell her. However, as we were sitting in the auditorium, I said to her, Karine, when your arm is broken, man, and it's broken in two, the logical side of your brain is saying, that's broken, it hurts, it's in pain. And so I really want you to feel my shoulder because really there's something wrong with me. And I had her feel both shoulders. And Karine, I want you to describe what you felt on the left side compared to the right side, because this is truly a testimony that I want people to really get here, because the way I felt it, well, go ahead and share and then I'll describe how I felt it.
Yeah, well, I just turned towards Maria, and I put, you know, my right hand on her left shoulder and my left hand on her right shoulder. I mean, just facing her, embraced her shoulders. And the muscle tone on her left shoulder was, you know, rounded like our shoulders should be. But I put my hand on her left shoulder, and it felt like there had been a loss of muscle tone or that the muscle was drooping off the bone on that side.
And that's exactly how it felt. The pain was so intense because it felt just like the muscle was just hanging off of the bone. And as I was driving home after going to this conference, I'm saying to the Lord, and what am I going to talk about, you know, tomorrow? I had an idea, and I've been talking to Becky about it all week, and truly it was, I've got to empty out something that's inside of me. I've got to empty it out. Lord, what is it that I have going on in me that is dropping off of my bones that I'm not getting, that I need to put back in? And it got to the thought that of the scripture that I'm going to have Becky share with you, that when it really comes down to it, if we're really watching the signs of the times, everything is brother against brother and sister against sister and mother against child and father against son. And this is it. We're at the end. So, Becky, I want you to share this scripture. Go ahead.
I just had to unmute. Sorry. Oh. So we're going to read Matthew 10, and it's going to be verses 34 through 39. And this is when Jesus is sending out his 12 disciples. And he says, I'm going to start in verse 32. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will deny before my Father in heaven. And 34 says, don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I've come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. If you love your father or your mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. And then verse 40 ends with, anyone who receives you receives me. Anyone who receives me receives the Father who sent me.
This song, I want you just to mute. I want you just to sit. I want you just to receive the words of this song, because all your hurts, seen and unseen, if you can replace those hurts, and those of you that know me and my daughter, God bless her, we have just got such an incredible relationship. And if we can take all those hurts, seen or unseen, especially the ones that our children or our family give to us,
and find peace and truth with them, knowing that it's not about us, that it truly is about God and everything that He has instilled in us. So I just want you to listen to this song and feel your heart with Him, with a capital Y when it says you.
I long for the day I believe that all you say you see in me is true. It's hard for me to do. It's hard for me to die to myself and trust my life to someone else. So come and empty me out. I'm no come and fill my heart with hope. Come and fill my life with love. Come and fill my soul with strength to carry on. Because from here the climb is steep, the road is long. Come and fill my days with dreams. Empty me of all the empty things that I hold on to. Come and fill my heart.
As I was driving in pain yesterday and I was trying to just ask God, empty me out, fill me up with you, whatever it is, seen or unseen, please, in every little thing. And as we all know, yes, distractions come, Becky. And if Rebecca wants to call back, Magdalena wants to call, anybody anybody, and this goes right into the next part of what we're going to be talking about, and that is when you get to that place, and as I was driving, all of the people in my life started popping into my head, Corrine. Oh, God was just making me, and the pain was getting worse and worse, and I'm driving, and I'm thinking, dear God, do I need to turn, you know, go over to the side? And I put on a CD, and the healing CD number two popped in, and these songs started playing, and as this next song that I'm going to play started playing, I started really thinking about all of the people in my life, those who have loved me and those who have hurt me. And sometimes they're one in the same. And I had to stop and I had to think, okay, whatever was in me needed to get out. And Lord, just continue to fill me up. As I sat there and I thought about my boss at Parker, and I did not like corporate America, not at all. And corporate America didn't like me. And when I finally left corporate America, Paul Weir, who was my boss, he said, Maria, you will find what it is that God has for you. And I just want to thank him. And Donna, God bless Donna. I want to send special, special prayers to a friend of mine that I have had since I was 24 years old. God bless you, Donna. Your daddy is in heaven, and I know he is up there praising with all of the angels. What an amazing father you had, and he protected you, and he was such an amazing example for me to watch on what a human can do for a child, and what an amazing father you had, and what a blessing that they chose you since you were adopted. And I just want to put just special prayers around you and your mother right now, Sylvia. I just pray for both of you, and God bless you, and really for all the unseen and seen things that have gone on with every person in my life. I want to thank all of the men that God has brought into my path, all the good and all the bad. And wow, when I stop and I look at it and I take every bit of the good that these people have brought into my life and I dissect it from the bad and I get rid of the thought of the enemy, that pain that was in my shoulder, and I kept pushing that pain away and just really, really, as Corrine has said, Corrine, you read something to me, or you told me to read something, and that, what you told me to read, I kept feeling into my spirit as I kept pushing away all of this negativity. So could you read what it was that you had me read yesterday before the conference?
Maria, I am so sorry, but I am in the car driving. I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I'll have to get to a place where I can get on a computer, but I don't have it in front of me right now. But it was just
the essence.
Yeah. It was talking about the disappearance of matter and realizing that matter, again, and our thoughts are one and the same. And Jesus taught, you know, he demonstrated that over and over again. It was his ability to see the child of God where you and I would see a physical, mortal, sinning person. He saw the child of God, and it was the understanding, his ability to perceive that when he saw somebody that came to him for help, that changed it, because all it is thought. And so, Maria, when you had the clarity and the revelation, when you had the change and shift in your thought, your body corresponded immediately. That was the shift. You had to have the shift in your thought. And I'd like to share something really quick that I didn't tell you, but when you had asked me to pray with you, I had prayed and I felt the lift. I had tears coming down my cheeks, and I believed the healing was complete. I felt the physical, okay, we've got it. But when I talked to you and I called you back, you said, Corrine, the pain is worse. Corrine, the pain is worse. And so I would hit it again, you know, and I would just plead the allness of God. And I just saw so clearly who and what you are. So then I started to get frustrated. And I said, no. You know, I can't do that. I'm not changing an imperfect person. I'm removing the lie that has tried to attach itself to Maria. And so that's when I felt like the Holy Ghost said, Corrine, you know, some healings are instantaneous. Some come with lessons. And I need to work with Maria right now. And so that's when I just backed off and said, whatever Maria needs to know, God's communicating with all of us all the time, and it's going to come. And so I'm just so totally grateful for your experience. And so, and it happened so beautifully. And it happened when you put that praise and worship music on, which completely gets the fear out of the way. You have to turn away from the body, turn away from fear into truth and love. That's when the communication flows. That's when revelation happens, and that's when healing occurs.
Amen, hallelujah. This song, as I was listening or really taking all that Corrine just said, is basically what I read, and I was taking that in, and I was pushing out all of the negative energy, just all of the negative energy. Anything, everybody that I have loved, I just said, Lord, everybody, I wish them nothing but the best. I know that you are in each one of them, and this song came on. And it made me realize that no matter what, I finally have found myself that I'm at a place where I said to Corrine, I'm doing what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. So everything that we do, and as we push this negative energy, the you, this isn't about any of us. And Joyce said it last night and over again the whole weekend, that this isn't about us. This is about, but it is about you with the capital Y. God gave you gifts. God gave us all gifts. And when I started to really, really sing this song to God, I want us all to know that the gifts that he's given us, it's your choice to leave them there wrapped in the beautiful wrapping. But I'm telling you, how many of us as children left our beautiful wrapping gifts there in wrapping paper? No, we tore them off and dug inside and started to play and maneuver and work and make it really the greatest gift that God could have given us. So it is all about him, and it is his song that keeps us going. So here we go with It Is Your Song.
Standing in the spotlight on such a perfect night, knowing that you're out there listening
to all that have hurt.
I remember one time when I was so afraid, didn't think I had the courage to stand up on this stage. Then you reached into my heart and you found the melody. And if there ever was somebody who made me believe in me, it was you.
For all you have loved,
it was you. It was your song that made me sing. It was your voice that gave me wings. And it was your light that shined, guiding my heart to find this place where I belong. It was your every night I pray before the music starts to play that I'll do my best and I won't let you down. And for all the times I've stood here, this feeling feels brand new. And any time I doubt myself, I think of you. 'Cause it was your song that made me sing. It was your voice that gave me wings. And it was your light that shined, guiding my heart to find this place where I belong. It was yours.
Driving down the coast of California, and it was beautiful. Songs are playing, and I heard God say, "Your arm is fine." I said, "What?" He said, "Your arm is healed. Just move it." And I said, "Just like that." And Corrine, what did you say when I said that to you? Just like that.
Yes.
And as I picked up my arm and I put it through the center roof and lifted it and moved it down and turned it in a way that I hadn't been able to move it in a week, I felt the muscle pop back into place, and it's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. And I knew at that moment that, oh my gosh, you're just crazy. And I'm driving down and I'm hitting Laguna Beach and I get Becky on the phone and I said, Becky, because I wasn't ready to call Corrine to let her know, hey, you're right, this stuff works. So I had to call Becky and say, oh my gosh, when you finally push all the negative, all the distraction, all the disobedience aside, and you just focus on the love, and you just focus on Him, the big why, the gifts that He has given you, knowing all your dreams are going to come true. Because here I'm sitting here going, Lord, I am really too young for this shoulder to look this bad. And now, Corrine, it looks amazing. And Becky, I want you to share, because it was you that I shared it with, and what was I actually going through? Because it was a total miracle.
Oh, you know, it was for you, and I know, I remember, you know, last week when we called and we decided to do a rerun of the show, I remember the agony that you were in, and, you know, we both agreed that you were just, it's the only way to describe it is those labor pains, as you start having those, and you push, and you push, and you push, and then when it finally gets birthed, and that revelation finally comes, you know, it was a blessing to me, as much as you were in pain, I'm sorry, but it was a blessing to me because it was a testimony for me and a growth for me, even as we sit and listen this morning and I listened to Corrine. You know what you say, that, you know, whatever your thought process is, your body follows. And that is because we are spirit, and that is who we are. We are the essence of who we are, spirit. These are just vessels. And these vessels are controlled by our spirit. So that's what has to be one. That's what has to be in unity. And that's what, I mean, yeah, it's just, I'm just amazed. I'm so blessed this morning listening to you and listening to Corrine and getting that revelation. Because even as you're being healed, I'm being healed because I'm working on my thought process. So it's exciting. And I can already tell just in listening to you that your healing's there.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is the most incredible thing. And Kate, I know that you're listening, and I asked you a certain question this week, and you being the mother of so many amazing souls, and one of the hardest things is to keep love alive, especially as we push through and we get through all of the hurts and the harms. But as a mother, as someone who is nurtured, as a sister, as a friend, how do you keep love alive in that spirit as a mother? And I asked you that question, and you gave me, I asked it a little bit different, but the response is going to still be the same. Can you share with that what it was?
Well, I hope it's the same. But for me, it's...
Well, for me, the way it's worked, because I have adult children, and I still have teenagers, and they can all be very trying. And the problem is we all have a picture in our head of how they ought to be based on what we know is best for them. It's kind of how God sees us, and yet he gives us free will to make decisions, to make mistakes, and he loves us no matter what, unconditionally, no matter how much we screw up. He always wants that line of communication, that line of love and acceptance open, not judgment, not condemnation, not you should, you better, or you oughta, or you're going to screw up your whole life. None of that. I just have learned to let go of what I think is right and to love my children right where they are. And I know that's what God does. Love them right where they are. And when they become adults, your job is not to give them advice or tell them what to do in their lives, because they hate that. That means you don't trust them to be who God made them to be. I love them right where they are. I accept them the way they are. I don't always like it. But I'm always, and when they come to me, and they do come to me frequently and ask me for advice, I'm ready and willing to give it, but I always let them know that I trust them to be who they really are. I'm not trying to make them into something I think they should be, because I know God knows better than I do, and they're not my kids anyway. They're his creations. They're not mine. I'm just allowed to borrow them and play a part in their lives, and I adore my children, and they adore me, because they accept me. They think I'm a little off, but... And I accept them. So that's the thing. It's just cultivating that relationship without any judgment, condemnation, or trying to fix people. That's been what's worked for me.
Amen.
Kate, I just want to tell you thank you for that, because as Maria knows, I'm walking through that letting go process with my children, especially my son, and so much to the point where he's at that place where, you know, he's. Thinks he needs to be with his dad, or are you ready with me? Or you know, he's wanting to move out and be with his dad, and I fought it and I screamed and I kicked, and pardon me, because I'm getting my car getting ready to go to church, and I was just like, no, that can't be, you know, I've been it, and the Lord sent me a devotion Friday morning that just was, you know, representative of Abraham and Isaac and son worshiping and basically the idol of your children in your life. And I just realized exactly what you just said. You have to give them the freedom of choice, and because they ultimately have free wills and they're going to make those decisions. So what you just said was very, very true and very a blessing, because that's exactly what I needed to hear this morning.
You know what you said about idols? Okay, I'll just say something really quick. What you said about idols, when I went through my divorce and I had full legal custody of 9 children, and my husband wasn't even allowed to have visits, and I remember laying awake at night thinking, I'm going to lose my kids. I can't handle all these kids. They had all kinds of issues and problems, and it was so scary. And, sure enough, you know, some of the thing that you fear is often the thing that you're actually bringing into your life. I did have my children taken away more than once. They're actually taken away and given back 3 times. So I had been through the ringer with that for different reasons. And the Lord told me, those children, you cannot live for those children. They are precious, but they're mine. They're not yours. You're borrowing them. And you need to take your hands off of that and let me do what I need to do in those kids' lives. And actually, when my kids were taken away, they were so immensely blessed in many ways. As painful as it was for me, God did things for them through that experience that I could not do. They got braces. They got all kinds of stuff for them that I couldn't provide. And it was so horrifyingly painful for me, but I could see God's hand in it. You know, it's about being, you know, you can't worship your kids or anything.
Yeah, but the funny thing is what I'm learning is that love that I had for them, I didn't realize it was an idol type love. And that's what he said, that he is a jealous God and he will not even have parental love is an idolatry. And I realized that that's what I've been doing. And funny, you know, my friend pointed it out to me. It was her devotion. She was, here, this is for you. And so last night, you know, it was a week from hell, but last night I just texted him and I said, you know, I asked him what he was doing and where he's at. He's 17, and he told me where he was at and that he was supposed to be at his dad's at 9:30. And I said, well, I said, you might want to consider making a decision. I'm not forcing you, but making a decision of where you want to call home. I said, your home is always with me. I don't want you to leave. That's not my heart, but it confuses your father. And if it's with him, you need to start following his rules. And I just left it open like that, and I said, I hope you understand my heart. And he says, yeah, I understand. And I said, I love you with everything in me,
but that's something you're going to have to pray about and make that choice for you. I'm not forcing you. It's just up to you. And he said he understood, and he told me he loved me, and I just left it at that. And that was freeing for me, but I'm sure it was freeing for him, because guess what? He gets to make the choice.
As I sit here and I listen to both of you parents, it brings me right into what it was that I realized yesterday. And that is this. God sent us the most incredible gift, and that gift was Christ. He knew that even through all the pain, whether it's the physical pain of my shoulder or the physical pain of a mother losing or a physical pain of a soul losing someone that they love, that no matter what, God would be able to see the spirit of Christ in that human flesh. So what did God do? He sent down his only begotten son to teach us how to do it. And I'm watching as I'm listening to you parents learn how to do this as Christ learned. He came down to this earth. He was human flesh. He chose everything perfectly. But the one thing that he did so he could heal people, and this is what I learned, Corrine, yesterday through you and Mary Baker Eddy. God bless her. I've never read her book, but God bless her. I know everything is true. Okay. Christ knew without a shadow of a doubt, no matter what was standing before him, just like I knew with my client, God bless her, is doing 100% better, that God's spirit is in that person. God's spirit is in your son. God's spirit is in me. God's spirit is in you. And Christ knew without a shadow of a doubt. And that's why he asked, do you believe that I can do this? Yes. Why do you believe? Because Christ could see the spirit within that person. And the minute you can understand that that is all we are, is the spirit of Christ, then boom, that is when it happened, and love just filled up. And I'm not going to play the song that I was going to play, but it is a song by the Eagles, Love Will Keep Us Alive. And you're right, Rebecca, I have you still on mute, but I'm going to unmute you right now. Forgiveness is everything. Forgiveness with everybody and every hurt and even the attacks and knowing how the enemy is going to come in. And there was a picture on Facebook yesterday. And when I looked at that picture, I was backed off of it. And I said, Kareem, I'm going to show you a picture. And at first it scared me, this picture. Okay. The picture scared me as I sat there and I looked at it, and it was a black hole. And through the black hole, there was a skeleton, and the skeleton was so evil looking, and he was flipping people off. And as I was looking at it now, Corrine, you said it was a skater boy thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like a skater boy. So I don't know that it's a skater boy thing, right? But I looked at it at first, and then I thought, wow, that's what the enemy, the serpent, the negative thoughts, the pain, quote unquote, in my shoulder was doing to me. And then once you realize that the Spirit of God is within you, you look at that picture and you go, you got to be kidding me, right? Just like Joyce does with her boldness on, you know, on stage. I look at that picture now, the pain, going, no, the love of God is in me. Christ saw that. He left us with the ability to do it. Corrine, you do it. You worked through it when I couldn't see it myself. And yesterday, boom, it hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks that we are the spirit of God. Rebecca,
all right, let me stop.
Okay, go ahead, Corrine. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, Joyce made, she was talking again, and we're all familiar with the scripture, but greater is he that is in you that is in the world. And when you were looking at the cartoon picture of this skeleton flipping you off, if we don't have God, if we don't have Christ, that skeleton represents the world. We would shrink back. We would be amazed at it. We would stand and gawk at it. We might let it into our thought and let it affect our day. But you know, the fact that we do have Christ in us that, you know, the love of God. We have that, and we that gives us the power to look at something like that and laugh right back at it. It has no power. It cannot put its hook in us. Greater is he that is in us than is in the world. And, I mean, I'm just so grateful for that truth. We can laugh. We can see something coming to us and saying, would you believe in this? And you can laugh at that. If it's not of God, laugh at it. It destroys it. It utterly destroys kind of hypnotic hold that anything unlike God would have in you. If you can laugh at it, that's the greatest power you can have.
As I was sitting there yesterday, and again, I'm doing it now, and I wanted to start working out my shoulder, and God said, you know, why don't you practice what you preach and take care of her, man. And so I started babying my shoulder a little bit last night, and it is, Kareem, this shoulder is not this droopy old lady shoulder anymore. I mean, it is all the way back up, and it is moving all the way around. And yes, I am in some major pain right now, but it's that good working out pain, you know, that you get, and wow, it's amazing what happens when you truly understand how unstoppable God has created you to be. How unstoppable. And again, as I was sitting there talking to Kareen about, you know, all of this yesterday, I said, you know, here's something that just hit me like a ton of bricks. Remember at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, it talks about how these people lived forever, like for 800, 900 years. How did they do that back then? But they can't do it now. We're dying. My body's falling apart at 48. I mean, ridiculous. How? And Kareen, you're right. This is how. There was no people flipping them off in the world at that time. There were purity. It was right from God. So, of course, there was still so connected to God. We are so disconnected from God and so unanointed. And that is where we're going to end this show, talking about the importance of knowing the anointing, understanding the anointing. And when you come together as a group of people and you all understand that you're anointed, yes, Becky, Rebecca, Kareen, Kate, all of our guardians, all of our ambassadors, all of our hosts, especially Patricia this year, who knows that opening her mouth up about her faith is going to cause a backlash that can cost her a 5K. So this is understanding the anointing and knowing that when you think that you're drowning, and really, truly, Becky, this week, the week in pain, I was drowning in pain. And it doesn't matter where the pain is coming from. Pain is pain. It hurts. It doesn't matter what level of pain it is. It still hurts. This next song, I want you to understand that this is just us praising to God. Okay, I don't normally do Christian songs. Today I'm doing two. And I can't remember the singer of this song, but I want you to get up and I want you to move your arms around knowing you're the Spirit of God, you've been anointed, your presence are there. Are you going to choose to leave them unwrapped and do nothing with them? Or are you going to unwrap the gifts that God has given you and do something with them to better the kingdom of heaven? Bottom line. So let's figure out if you're drowning or not. And the scripture that I want to talk about after is when Peter got out of the boat and started walking. He didn't hesitate. And then when the finger came up through the skeleton in the hole, he started dropping down. Don't. We are the Spirit of God. We're not going to drown. But if you are drowning, listen to this.
Yeah. I'm pushing away till my life crashed down. Now it's in the dark. All hope is gone, so I guess this is the end. Till I heard of the love on the cross, praise God.
God, whatever. And people used to say, Maria, that's so disrespectful. No, it isn't. When you can look up to God and say, whatever, whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you want me to do, whatever you have for me, whatever it is, God, that's fine. Whatever. And as I sit here and I watch my client get better, knowing that God is going to open up other avenues to bring in what needs to be done to make sure that we continue to further the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not my thing to worry about. Corrine, I would like for you to say a few words. And then Kate, I would like for you to say a few words. And then Rebecca, I'm going to have you close out in prayer. So, Corrine.
Okay. Just all I want to do is just express gratitude. One person's healing and testimony is a testimony for all of us. The truth is true for one person. The truth is true for all of us. I'm just so grateful. I just love God so much. I love him for being faithful. I love him for talking to each one of us in a way that we can understand. When I know that Maria totally got it when she said that influx of love came over her, because that's exactly what happens. You just... all you can perceive is his great love for you and who you are in him, and it is the most exquisite feeling. So just gratitude. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this healing. Thank you for this beautiful Sunday. Thank you for this group of women. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for your love. Thank you for our lessons.
And anyway. thank you for Corrine's new healing card.
Yes.
Amen. Kate, go ahead, say a few words.
Well, I relate so much to what Corrine said. That really touches me because we're kind of like Esther, and when she was chosen by the king, she went through a year of preparation, and God was just making her more and more beautiful and giving her favor everywhere she went. And that's who we are. We are so precious in God's sight. Don't ever think otherwise. If you're going through something now that's painful, physically painful, or an illness or disease, that is not his will for you. There is no way that's what God wants for you. and he just wants to replace it with his love. And we have to let go of what we think is right and what we think is best and just let him fill us and make us into what he knows is best for us. And you cannot go wrong if you're in the center of his will, ever. You never can go wrong there. And you're right, love is the most powerful thing on the earth. You need more of that.
Amen, amen. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And Rebecca, I see that you have joined us.
Mike, I have. I've loved the show today. So true
good.
On everything.
Good.
And
was...
talking about the anointing, I had an early memory of, you know, when I did some stuff with Benny Hinn, Catherine Kuhlman, who was one of the most amazing evangelists of our century, I think, would always share her vision on that. And it was that there's nothing like the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When that is on your life, your life is, you're able to really, in a true way, in an honest way, in a good way, you can move mountains. And that's
Amen.
What we saw back in the early days of the, you know, the Jews going through over to the new land and, man, you know, God providing for them every day and recognizing that the grace of God and his love and unconditional love and the anointing was
Amen.
On everyone.
Amen. Rebecca, we have just a minute, so I need you to close out in prayer. But thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to thank all of our listeners and all of our archive listeners. But thank you for joining us today. And why don't you go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Lord, thank you so much for this day and for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for your love, your anointing, the spirit that you give to us while we're here on this earth. I pray for everyone that brought their truth to the table today and their what they're going through. I pray that God will heal the families and be with them and just give us patience and allow us to be better. We're on a journey and life is definitely filled with many things. Thank you for Maria feeling better. I thank you for the Joyce Meyer conference in California this weekend. I know that everyone got fed amazingly. But most importantly, I just thank you for your grace and what you're doing in our lives. And I pray that we will continue to move forward and have forgiveness and unconditional love with everyone and that we will all make a difference. Because at the end of the day, we come into this world with nothing and we leave this world with nothing but what you've done in our lives and what the Holy Spirit has done with us to make a difference. In your precious name, amen.
Somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under. But God's proven time and time again, he'll take care of you, and he'll do it again. Oh, yes, he can do it again. If you would just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, well, hasn't he always come through for you? Oh, he's the same now as then.
Don't you know God has not changed?
Oh, you may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do it again. You see, God knows the things that you're going through, and he knows how you're hurting. You see, he knows just how you're hurting. can too. For he's the God of the stars and of the sun and of the sand, and he is your father. You see, he can calm the storms. He'll find some way to fix this for you.
Soul Sister Radio.